Yesterday I was listening to Any Questions on Radio 4, and unknowingly on her part, Margaret Beckett provided me with the opening quote for this sermon. She might not approve either, I don't know, but don't tell her, will you? She said this: "There are messages we need to hear, and we need to listen to, which is not the same thing as hearing, and we need to heed." Well, of course, she was talking about the current state of the Labour Party. But if I wrench her comments out of context, they make the main point of this sermon very well, as we begin our sermon series on the parables of the kingdom. These are messages we need to hear, and we need to listen to, which isn't the same thing as hearing, and we need to heed these messages. Just before the verses that Sarah's just read, the immediate verse before is verse 9, where Jesus says, "Let anyone with ears listen." Let anyone with ears listen, or as Eugene Peterson renders it in the Message, are you listening to this? Are you really listening? A situation where I had to try and listen and understand was in pre-adoption training. We were given various case studies to engage with. We were told of some worst case scenarios. We were taught sort of the theory about attachment and trauma and the behaviours that arise from those things. At the time I was excited about adoption. I wanted to learn, but in some ways I wasn't fully ready to hear what I needed to hear. I didn't have the experience to realise and to know what I needed to know. I hadn't realised, or didn't realise, that the experience of parenting a child with insecure attachment and who had experienced early life trauma would be very different and require a very different approach to parenting to the way that I'd been parented and the mainstream way that our society thinks of in terms of good parenting. I thought I knew what a good parent was like. I thought I knew what to expect. But I was wrong. I tried parenting in the way that I'd been parented and found that it really wasn't working. And actually, in some cases, it was making the situation worse. So I've spent the last 9.5 years having to try and unlearn ineffective and even harmful ways of parenting, and instead to try and learn a better way of parenting in my particular circumstances. Having to unlearn wrong and unhealthy stuff makes learning good and healthy stuff harder. I think Jesus in the Gospel talks something about this dynamic, says something about this dynamic. He talks about how, because the disciples were willing to learn new stuff, they had been given to know the secrets of the kingdom. But that those who hadn't responded, because they thought they'd already got it sussed and already understood, even what they had would be taken away. I'm trying to learn a therapeutic way of parenting. And I've had to, even though it doesn't come very naturally to me. And what I thought I knew about parenting, I'm finding has been taken away because it's failed to work in the circumstances in which I've been trying to make it work. And even harder, I've realised now that it's not just about me learning new techniques and strategies. I've realised that I can't change my son. I guess a lot of us have that experience with family members, haven't we? I can only change who I am. Actually, I'm not sure I can even do that. I need God's help. And I'm discovering that actually this whole business of therapeutic parenting is actually about me finding a new way of being. It's about change and transformation in me. So it's actually a better way, a therapeutic way, a good way of parenting flows out from me naturally. Let anyone with ears listen, says Jesus. The conversation between the disciples and Jesus in our gospel reading comes in the middle of the parable of the sower. I better not say too much about that this week because Louisa's preaching on it next week, so I don't want to steal her thunder. So he's telling the parable of the sower, and the disciples say to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus says to them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Jesus understands human nature. He understands how we will keep trying to live by faulty understandings and ways of living over and over and over again until they fail us and are taken away. Jesus understands how we have an instinct to protect and defend ourselves from uncomfortable truth and challenging truth. From things that will threaten the status quo. From things that will threaten our egos and our perceived vested interests. And even, perhaps even especially, to defend ourselves from things that would seem to threaten our religion, what we believe to be right and true and proper. So Jesus uses parables to stimulate our imaginations, to get through our defences, sowing gospel seeds, which, if the ground of our hearts is receptive, will germinate and grow the kingdom within us. Jesus also uses stories and parables as a way of not just giving straight answers, but causing us to have to engage and to work things out. Tom Wright says, many of Jesus' parables are like mazes, designed to challenge his listeners to work out for themselves how to get to the heart of things. To work out for ourselves how to get to the heart of things, the mysteries, the secrets of the kingdom. In a maze, there are several ways of going wrong, and only one way of going right. So, in the parable of the sower, Jesus describes common responses which lead to dead ends. And one reaction which will lead to the person becoming part of God's new work. A receptive person becomes a kingdom person, who will be like a seed that produces a great harvest, bearing fruit in their own right. Israel, at the time of Jesus, despite being very religious, was mainly unresponsive and had become as Isaiah had prophesied. Their hearts had grown dull. Their ears were hard of hearing. They had shut their eyes so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears. And so would not understand with their hearts, and so would not experience God's healing and salvation. In short, they thought they knew what they needed already. They were living off their faith traditions, going through the motions of religious observance, holding on to an unhealthy and dying form of faith, no longer receptive, no longer open or willing to respond to God. So, Jesus explains, to those who are receptive, more understanding will be given, because they have welcomed the message of the kingdom and have responded by following Jesus in their lives. They're gaining some experience upon which to hang the truth that they're discovering upon. To those who are not receptive and to those who do not respond, even what they have will be lost. Having rejected the kingdom from the start, they are unable to understand the truth of the parables. And so in the gospel stories, we see that God in Jesus was sowing Israel again, planting his people once more. But it didn't look like what most people were expecting. And so they didn't have ears to hear or eyes to see. As we listen to the teachings of Jesus, is there any danger that we might think that there's nothing new to learn? Do we have ears to hear? And as we look for the signs of the kingdom in our daily lives, are we ready for the unexpected and the surprising and the different? Or are we too in danger of listening but never understanding, of looking but never perceiving? The parables function in two ways. A positive response to Jesus means that the parables convey further insight and knowledge of the kingdom. A positive response in our hearts means that the kingdom grows within us, and it starts to become our natural way of living, as we allow that transformation to happen within. Conversely, a negative response, and the parables have the effect of darkening our understanding even further. The disciples demonstrate a positive response, belief and commitment, giving up former understandings and ways of living to follow Jesus. And because they are following Jesus, engaged in relationship with him, open to what he has to say and to teach, open to learning from him, because they're walking the walk of obedience and trust, then Jesus says to them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven." They are gaining further experience and knowledge and understanding of the mysteries of the kingdom. On the other hand, the Pharisees and the religious leaders, their assumption that they are right, that God is on their side, that they have the right way of worshipping and honouring God. And so their unwillingness to question the religion that they are steeped in and their dogmatic determination to defend it actually leads to ignorance of God's ways and God's kingdom. And so Jesus says, "But to them it has not been given. Even what they have will be taken away." And so into this situation, Jesus teaches in parables. He told stories about everyday things which people would understand. And for those who are willing to listen, would reveal spiritual truth, thus getting past religious assumptions and ego defences. And of course, we all know that stories can be powerful and easy to remember. They engage our imaginations. They can convey much truth and wisdom in relatively few words. They can plant the seeds that in a mind and a heart which is receptive can germinate and grow and blossom into kingdom life. And so we begin this sermon series. Many of the parables will be familiar to us, and therein lies an immediate danger, that we think we've heard it before, that we think we know what to expect, that we think we know we've got the truth already. In this sermon series, are we able to really listen with fresh ears, ready to gain deeper wisdom and insight, ready to be surprised, to be receptive to the unexpected, to let our defences down, to allow the kingdom to germinate and grow within us. When it comes to our faith, do we have stuff we need to unlearn and let go of in order to be receptive and have open hands ready to receive deeper mysteries of the kingdom of heaven? Are we willing to change and undergo inner transformation in order to become seeds of the kingdom? When it comes to our faith, do we have enough experience as living our daily lives as followers of Jesus to be able to make sense of the truth that Jesus conveys? Let anyone with ears listen. Or in the words of Margaret Beckett, these are the messages we need to hear and we need to listen to, which is not the same thing as hearing, and we need to heed. Amen.